From NPR News in Washington, I'm Pam Coulter. Residents along the Gulf Coast are keeping their fingers crossed that the successful test of a containment cap means BP can keep its damaged well in check. The oil has been cut off for the first time in 12 weeks. NPR's Richard Harris reports on what happens next.
BP has shut three valves on top of the damaged well, and at long last, the dark brown clouds of oil have stopped billowing into the water. This is part of a test to measure the pressure inside the well, and depending on what the test reveals, the valves could remain closed. Kent Wells is senior vice president of BP.
Very pleased that there's no oil going into the Gulf of Mexico. In fact, I'm very excited there's no oil going into the Gulf of Mexico. Let me be really clear about that. Where I'm holding back my motion is we're just starting the test.
If the test reveals that the well deep under the seafloor is badly damaged, BP would open the valves once again and oil would again flow into the water. Ships are standing by to capture a large portion of the oil, but they won't be able to do that right away. Richard Harris, NPR News.
President Obama's checking another item off his to-do list. NPR's Tamara Keith says sweeping new financial regulations are headed for the president's desk.
The yeas are 60, the nays are 39. Conference report is agreed to.
And with that, the Senate gave final approval to the financial overhaul bill that supporters say will rein in Wall Street and provide greater protections for consumers. This comes nearly 2 years after the height of the financial crisis and aims to prevent anything like it from happening again. It gives the government new powers to break up companies that pose a systemic risk to the economy. Think AIG, and it creates a new agency to look out for consumers. The bill is some 2,300 pages long and is being described as the most significant change to financial regulation since the 1930s. Many of the fine details are yet to be worked out by the regulators who will implement it. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Goldman Sachs will pay a pretty penny to settle a civil fraud case. The Securities and Exchange Commission says the Wall Street giant failed to tell investors that a hedge fund manager who helped design a mortgage-related security was also betting it would fail. The SEC's Robert Kuzami.
The more than $500 million is the largest penalty assessed against a Wall Street firm or an investment bank in the history of the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Goldman is paying up but not admitting to any fraud. Americans may be getting a handle on their credit cards. Five top credit card issuers report declines in June charge-off rates, which represent unpaid balances they gave up on collecting. Only Citibank reports an increase in late payments. On Wall Street, the Dow was down 7. NASDAQ was down a fraction. The S&P rose a point. This is NPR. Golfing's elite took advantage of calm weather at the British Open today, with 21-year-old Rory McIlroy leading the charge. NPR's Tom Goldman says McIlroy shot a record-tying 63 on Scotland's famed old course at St. Andrews.
The British Open is played on links courses near the sea. Traditionally, it's a contest between golfers and the elements, but not Thursday. No wind and soft greens made the old course a scorer's paradise. Rory McIlroy's 63 tied the record low round for a major championship. American John Daly shot a 66, rekindling memories of his dramatic 1995 win at St. Andrews. Tiger Woods, trying to move beyond the scandal that has consumed his year, looked solid with a new putter and a 67. He said on ESPN, the conditions were like playing in a dome.
It actually felt a little bit awkward, actually, to be honest with you, because you know, you still normally play this golf course with absolutely no wind, but you could be aggressive and it could be had.
Woods won the Open at St. Andrews in 2000 and 2005. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Investigators are trying to determine the cause of yesterday's explosion at a Pittsburgh-area U.S. steel plant that injured 20 workers. Five are still hospitalized in critical condition. The blast and fire bent steel beams and destroyed block walls at the Clairton Coke Works. OSHA sent a team of investigators to the site. Campers at Long Island, New York's Camp Anchor are dealing with tragedy today. A car carrying counselors to the camp for disabled adults and children crashed in a wooded area near Hempstead, killing three and injuring two other people. I'm Pam Coulter, NPR News in Washington.